Truthspresso, Episode 5.
Face it, we all would rather sleep in this morning. That's why God gave us espresso, to kickstart our zombified corpses into hyperdrive. And now, giving your mind and soul the morning shot of truth it craves. This is Truthspresso with Daniel Minnick.
Well, welcome to Truthspresso. This is Daniel Minnick, and this episode is going to be rather fun. We're going to talk about three career tips for liberal arts graduates. Now, by liberal arts, I'm not just talking about a degree called liberal arts. We're talking about all the different degrees that fall into the category of liberal arts. So, let's consider these scenarios. Perhaps you graduated with a general liberal arts degree, and you wish you would have followed the advice of your gut and studied medicine, computer science, or engineering. Perhaps you took studio arts, and now you realize that no one will pay you a salary to paint oil paint canvases. Perhaps you got a degree in speech, but now you realize that all the theaters worth performing in for a livable wage all have a backlog of candidates surrounding any opportunity you can find, like vultures around a carcass in the desert. Perhaps you got a music degree and you discover that you need to be Beethoven himself to get the masses to buy tickets to watch you perform. Perhaps you've written some songs that you think the world needs to hear, but no record label will give you a chance. You don't want to play on the streets with your hat on the ground ready to collect handouts. You cringe while you're successful but socially awkward STEM friends who majored in science, technology, engineering, math, or medicine, they remind you of your hasty but regretful decision to major in your preferred subject by saying, "See, I told you so," and you say, "Please don't remind me, I'm suffered enough as it is." Well, here are three tips that I will give if you are in this situation. You have a liberal arts category degree, and you are struggling with paying your student loan, and you don't know what the job prospects are. So the first tip, number one, be the best you can be at your current job. If you're working as a barista, you do yourself a world of good if you simply be the best barista you can be. Don't complain at your job. Work with a smile. Just work hard. You might find yourself progress. Let's take the tips from the last episode about cutting out bad, expensive habits. If you're having to work hard at a low-paying job and trying to pay off that hefty student loan, the best thing you could do is not drown your sorrows in even more expenses by having these bad habits, and then you come to work complaining that you just can't make ends meet. Your first priority is to find ways to cut your expenses and be the best you can be at your job. Be a person of impeccable character. Sometimes, you never know, but often, just being a really good employee, even at a job that you really don't want to be at, this can often lead to raises in pay or even promotions. From personal experience, I have a cousin who never even went to college. He doesn't have a college degree, and he worked hard at a you know, pretty much a minimum wage type job in meat packing, but he worked hard, he worked consistently, and now he is a highly paid manager at a grocery store, and he probably makes as much money, or, you know, even more than some engineers do. So just take that advice, just stick it out and work with a smile, take the advice of Snow White and whistle while you work, cut your expenses, be the best you can be at your current job, show up at time, be happy, and your manager will thank you. Number two tip, learn some technical skills. Now, if you've graduated with a liberal arts degree, you might be well-rounded in different ways, so use that to your advantage. Consider that computer skills are always good to have. You could take some computer programming classes. You can take them online that won't cost you much, and it can give you some skills that might actually land you an entry-level programming job. From personal experience, one of my coworkers was actually a music major who started working in the company in which I work. He was working in the mailroom years ago. But by learning to develop and improve some of the software systems there, he eventually joined the IT department, and now he works as a full-time software developer. But you might say, I am just not into computer programming. Please don't impose that on me. Not everything is all about computer programming. Okay, well, there are computer skills that are not about programming computers. You could take classes on using office software like Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, and PowerPoint. You can learn to use that. Just take some good classes on office software to create statistical reports or spreadsheets or even do technical documents. If you get into technical writing, those are tips that can actually land you a job that pays better than working as a barista at Starbucks. If you are a studio arts graduate and you've done lots of oil painting and things like that, you have some artistic abilities. You just need to know how to hone those for something that is that pays in the 21st century. Why don't you take some online courses now to learn more computer graphics design skills? So as a liberal arts graduate, you have learned good communication, organizational skills. Those type of skills that you have learned from your liberal arts classes, they can give you the edge over the competition you might have from less sociable candidates with the equivalent technical skills. So if you can learn some technical skills, some computer skills, even as I mentioned, office skills or some programming, if you are a very good communicator and show yourself very organized, just learning those skills could give you the edge over the competition. And now, number three tip, and I think this is the best tip, the tip that will help a liberal arts person succeed is number three, become an entrepreneur. Now that might scare you a little bit because you might think that you're not entrepreneur material. You don't have any ideas of how to design a product and, you know, you're just not quite ready to go on Shark Tank. Well, there are ways to be an entrepreneur without having to invent a product. You can be an entrepreneur just using the skills that you learned from college. So consider this. Instead of just being a low-paid computer graphics design employee at a company, you might earn maybe $30,000, $35,000 a year. Why not consider also doing freelancing as a side hustle? Well, How do I do that, you might ask? Well, sites like Fiverr. Well, Fiverr, that's the word for the number five, so F-I-V-E, but two R's at the end. So F-I-V-E-R-R, Fiverr.com, and another site is Upwork.com, U-P-W-O-R-K.com. Those two sites allow you to make money doing things like simple designs for logos or mascots or even book covers for indie book writers. Many opportunities exist for graphics artists to build their own personal brand and portfolio just by using Fiverr.com, and a site like Fiverr or Upwork will really hold your hand and help you go through the process of advertising your skills and forming what's called a gig or a jig for offering your services in a packaged way, and it will expose you to people looking for your skills, and you can probably make a lot more money successfully doing this kind of freelancing than being a full-time employee doing graphic design. So, we've talked about a graphic design major. Well, what if you are an English major, or even a creative writing major? Now, I kind of was a little bit hard on creative writing as a major in a previous episode of talking about the worst majors for jobs. Well, that was called the worst majors for jobs for a reason. If you have an English major or you have a creative writing major, or you even have the skills that you would learn if you had those majors, you can offer proofreading or editing services on Fiverr or Upwork. Just consider this. Editing a book over a two-week span could earn you $500 to $1,000 as a side hustle. So instead of trying to become a professional editor as an employee, you might want to freelance your editing skills, and you can earn some serious money doing that. Consider that. You know, pat yourself on the back, English major, for landing those opportunities. So go to Fiverr or Upwork and post your skills. If you have a developed and versatile speaking voice, let's say you are a speech major or a theater major, instead of being a low-paid speech teacher at a school or college, or looking for a rare opening to be a theater performer or a live radio co-host, or really hoping that your phone is going to ring with an agent from Hollywood giving you an opportunity, why not scrap that, and why not do freelancing, at least as a side hustle, on sites mentioned above like Fiverr or Upwork? There are opportunities ranging from doing podcast introductions, or called intros or outros, doing commercial scripts. All you have to do is read a script and use your amazing voice, and someone will pay you a pretty decent penny for that. You could do instructional video narrations or even audiobooks. Now that would be awesome. The intro, in fact, let me tell you this, the intro and outro voice for Truthspresso came from a voiceover gig on Fiverr.com. Now, let's consider this. Instead of being a low-paid music teacher at a school, why don't you teach private lessons or build your own class? Here's a personal example. I have a friend at church who has a master's degree in music and does pretty well teaching both private lessons for one of my sons and a classroom setting for another one of my sons. Consider curriculum franchise opportunities such as Children's Music Academy. If you don't know how to create a music curriculum to do your own classroom, you can franchise that from Children's Music Academy. You can, of course, Also, try being a freelancer on Fiverr or Upwork again, if you haven't noticed a pattern there. You can create short radio or podcast jingles. You can create bumper music for podcasts or radio shows. You can even do fresh recordings of royalty-free music so that podcasters can pay you as a work for hire. So think, if a podcaster wants some Bach or Mozart or Beethoven, but they don't want to have to deal with having to pay royalties to someone who, you know, played that music but owns the rights to that particular version of it, you can offer that as a work for hire on Fiverr. And let me just say, by the way, the intro and outro music for Truth Espresso came from a gig on Fiverr. So all of these freelancer opportunities allow you to work on the time that's available to you. Consider weekends or evenings. So even as you fulfill client requests on Fiverr or Upwork, your experience on those sites and your portfolio grows. So, like in some role-playing video games, you kind of level up. I mean, Fiverr includes level, like level 2, level 1 of a freelancer there. So as you start off and fulfill client requests, those become your portfolio that your profile advertises to more clients, and you get more requests. This bubbles your profile more toward the top of searches on Fiverr. You not only grow in demand, but now that you are higher in demand with a big portfolio, you can also command a higher premium for your offerings. There are quite a few people who started off as an intro level person doing gigs on Fiverr, and now that is their primary income, and they can earn just as much as an engineer out there. Let me give you a good example of an entrepreneur who had kind of a liberal arts degree. Thomas E. Woods Jr. got his undergraduate, his master's, and his doctorate degrees in history. He is a New York Times best-selling author of more than a dozen books. He learned to apply his knowledge in history to politics and economics from a very libertarian viewpoint against mainstream opinions. He was, in fact, reasonably successful as a tenured professor at a college teaching history. However, his success really took off when he started a podcast and became an entrepreneur. He actually has a large family with 5 daughters, but he makes far more income than even I do as a software developer. A lot of his income comes through networking with other entrepreneurs and using existing marketing software tools and earning a commission on affiliate marketing. Tom Woods also recommends Fiverr as a way to build an online income as a side hustle that could even blossom into a full-time career. Building an audience via an email list is a key to his success as an entrepreneur. Anyone can start a podcast if it covers a good niche. Some writers actually start podcasts about writing and build an audience. Getting literary agents and publishers as guests on the podcast can eventually allow the podcasting writer to land publishing opportunities that would have never otherwise existed. So let's consider this. What is Truth Espresso anyway? What is this podcast? Well, this is a podcast begun by an introverted STEM major working in a STEM career and essentially exploring opportunities that reflect more liberal arts skills and tactics. Although, consider this, STEM made all of these tools for podcasting possible. So I hope that I have eased your concerns and whet your appetite. If you are a liberal arts graduate looking for ways to make money, consider being the best you can be at your current job. Also, consider learning some technical skills on the side that you can then take in to get a better and easier job that makes more money. Also, consider becoming an entrepreneur by doing a side hustle and using sites like Fiverr or Upwork to do freelance gigs that can most likely only go up from here.
Thank you for waking up with Truthspresso. Good morning, and God bless your day.
Hey friends, Daniel Minnick here again. If you liked waking up to this episode of Truthspresso, I would really appreciate it if you would rate it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or whatever application you use to listen to Truthspresso.